we had the launch of the Heritage Plan there, and it was held there in Sion Stables and Sion Mills. And I mean, Sion Mills is very much a historic village, and the amount of historic buildings that are there. So it was a very fitting place. You know, when you have the stables there, you have the old tram station, you have the mill itself, which is such a focal point in the landscape, as well as the Church of the Good Shepherd. And Sion's always referred to as that sort of, it's always these elegant, effectively, buildings in it. So it was a great setting to be in. But again, this heritage plan, which we're working through the council, is in regards to tangible heritage right across the city and district. And again, we know about the amount of... the amount within the city. I mean, the list is endless within the city. When you look at the walls, you look at the Guildhall, the cathedrals, even over onto the Ebrington site, and so much more. So it's a good news story that the council has turned around, and we have, along with our stakeholders, we have put together a heritage plan, and it's a standalone heritage plan. It's the only one within Northern Ireland, the only council who have their own standalone heritage plan. There's others maybe have it as an add-on here to different policies, but we felt the importance of it, that it had to be something that was done on its own.
And this is going to promote the heritage of the area and bring more people here to explore the history of the area. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, four key points that I would have it here. It's to help us to understand our heritage, and to then go on from that to protect our heritage. And then it's for the sustainable development of our heritage, and to celebrate our heritage. And ultimately, the celebrating of it, and my view is where we can get tourism in, we can get people in, and not just people from other parts of the world or other parts of the British Isles, but that we can get people in, local people, into various places that may only be 2 miles down the road, but they've never visited it, or they didn't know their history. So it's to try to encourage and educate our own people, and to see what these things were built so many years ago. And it's not just an old castle, or the remains of an old building, or that's an old bridge. It's trying to educate our own people, help us to understand that we can protect it and sustainable develop it for the future, and celebrate it as a whole.